This week I had a parishioner share with me, as people do, desires about his funeral. People often fill out, there's a form you can fill out, you can get it from Linda, fill it out and put in a file what you would really like at your funeral. And so this parishioner requested that the closing hymn of his funeral be the Monty Python song, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Which I thought was pretty good. I thought that was pretty funny. Now, there's an important distinction to be made, though. In some ways, the Monty Python song is a critique of Pollyannic thought. Is that what you say? I guess. I don't know. But it's a critique of the idea of whistling through the dark. And real Thanksgiving is not whistling in the dark. It's important to understand that. Our word, thank, comes from two German words, the word for thoughtful and the word for gratitude. So it's interesting to think of Thanksgiving as thoughtful gratitude. And thoughtful gratitude is important because it is only when we look with discernment and discrimination at our world that we are able to see the many blessings that we receive. Being unthinking makes it hard to be thankful. Being cynical makes it hard to be thankful. But thankfulness is an ancient practice. If you think of Eucharist not as the Eucharist that we celebrate on Sunday, remembering Jesus Christ, if you think of Eucharist as an act of thanksgiving and the sharing of a meal, that is the core piece, the core phenomenon is making thanksgiving and sharing a meal. And we see that in the Deuteronomy reading, right? They come, they present the first fruits of the new land that God has given them at the temple, and they engage in a piece of memory, a thoughtful retelling of what God has done for them, act of thanksgiving, and then significantly, the text says that then what they have offered, the person who made the offering, their family, and the priests go and have a feast of that food that they just offered. So there is this wonderful combination, this primal, phenomenal combination of making thanksgiving and sharing food, right? And what's lovely is that it really is, in our understanding of Eucharist, a Eucharistic kind of text, because they are sharing food with each other and with God. And it fits that model of making thanksgiving and sharing a meal. And that becomes the model for our celebration of the Eucharist, in which we make thanksgiving for the gift of God in Christ and all that Christ does for us, and share a meal of bread and wine of his body and blood. So there are some real connections there, right? And the important part is to understand the sharing of the meal as the rounding out of the act of the thanksgiving. It's almost like the thanksgiving is a thoughtful exercise, which is bodily, made experiential in the meal, which is significant, I think. Right? And if you separate the two of them, you get the issue, right, that Jesus is trying to point out in the gospel that he made. They where'd you come from? Where you go? How'd you get here, Jesus? And he says, you're really only interested in my comings and goings because I fed you. Right? So he says, let's move from the level of the stomach and talk about it in terms of thanksgiving and gratefulness. Right? The manna in the wilderness wasn't physically fulfilling. How many times did the Israelites complain about the manna? But it was God at work on their behalf. So it elevates the conversation from the stomach to the thoughtful gratitude. And that's the challenge that we're given. That's the challenge that we are given week by week, every Sunday, when we make Eucharist, which is the Greek word for thanksgiving. When we make that thanksgiving every week, we're invited to be thoughtful and discerning and discriminating about all the ways that good things happen and are happening and continue to happen. It is so easy to become disheartened and cynical. It is so easy to look at the world and the news and think that it's all bad. And it's not. We're feeding more people in the world than we've ever fed before. We could, if we got our act together, eliminate hunger. People are living longer. How many of us, looking at ourselves and others in the 70s as young, energetic, definitely not the 70s of when I was a little kid, right? There are many things going on in the world. Advances in fighting cancer, all kinds of things that are good, that are indicators of some of the different ways that God is at work in our lives. Not to mention all of our own individual lives and the number of ways every day that we're still alive, that we're presented with meaning and meaningful opportunities to serve and minister, to reflect and learn and grow. It's hard for people to see, but if you put the negative things and the things that are positive on a scale, the positive would outweigh them. But you can't see it unless you practice thoughtful gratitude and tell the story. Remember, recall, do an anamnesis, the kind of remembering that makes present the many things that God in Christ has done for all of us. Thoughtful gratitude.